Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, guys, and welcome to Mysteries and Histories with me, your host, Georgia Marie. This podcast audio is adapted from my YouTube channel. I wanted to make my content more accessible for those of you on the go, and we all love a podcast. So if I ever reference anything on screen or a photograph, please bear in mind this audio was originally made for video. It won't hinder your listening experience at all, but just to save any confusion. And if you do want to go and subscribe to my channel, I'm just Georgia Marie over on YouTube. And with that, let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back. Or if you're new here, hi, welcome. My name's Georgia. And on my platforms, I mostly focus on unsolved true crime, spreading the words of these old unsolved cases in the hope that maybe the right person might see them and come forward with some information. You never know, it could happen one day, and a lot of these cases just need awareness. Today's unsolved case sounds like something you'd see in the opening scene of a TV show. It's not the kind of thing you'd expect to happen in real life, but it did. On the morning of the 27th of April 1998, a white 1993 Geostorm car was found abandoned alongside Old Georgia Road, a secluded road in Elmore County, Alabama. There was no sign of the driver, but inside the car was a 2-year-old girl completely alone and unharmed. It was soon found that the car belonged to 30-year-old Tracy Pittman Kegley, and the girl in the car was her daughter. Friends and family insist that Tracy never ever would have voluntarily left her daughter alone. She never would have put her daughter in any danger, but she's never been seen again. Tracy is classed today as endangered missing. If she's alive, she would be 55 years old. Before getting into the bulk of this episode, I do want to share with you Tracy's physical description because that's so important to put out there, especially when we're talking about still missing people. Tracy was a white female. She was 5'9" and 140 pounds. She had brown frosted hair, so contrasting highlights throughout her hair. Her eyes were green or hazel, and in terms of any sort of distinguishing marks, she had a cesarean scar and pierced ears. On the day she went missing, she was wearing pink shorts, a white top with a flower design, and white tennis shoes in size 8.5. Her dentals, fingerprints, and DNA are all available for comparison. She was last seen alive in Wetumpka, Elmore County, Alabama on the 26th of April 1998. Tracy was Alabama born and raised. As a kid, she was always a very good student and she kept out of trouble. When she graduated high school, she set her sights upon working in the medical field, which was said to be very in keeping with her very kind and caring nature. She trained as a phlebotomist, so somebody who takes blood samples from patients, and she worked in the medical field right up until the day of her disappearance. Tracy was great for this job. She had a sense of humour, she could put her patients at ease, she was careful and kind, but she was also very reliable. She'd always turn up on time. She worked at the Alabama Reference Lab in downtown Montgomery and Russell Medical Center in Alexander City. But just the day after she disappeared, she was actually due to start a brand new job at a dental office in Montgomery. She was going for something still in the medical field, but something a little bit different. At the time of her disappearance in April 1998, Tracy and her daughter had been living with Tracy's parents, Steve and Linda, in eclectic Elmore County. And they were immediately concerned that Sunday night when Tracy didn't come home. Now, of course, Tracy was 30 years old, she was an adult, but it was very out of character for her to not tell her parents that she was going to be home late, so don't worry. Linda spent some time calling around Tracy's friends to see if she sort of had been with any of them, if any of them had heard from her, but no one had. Tracy's best friend Tammy, upon hearing this, also knew this was incredibly out of character, and then she spent the night searching the streets for any sign of Tracy, her daughter, or her car. Now, Tracy's daughter today would only be about 27 years old, and for the sake of her anonymity, I don't want to share her name on here. Although she is a very key part of this story, it feels very icky for me to put her name on blast for the whole world to hear. When she was only 2 years old when this happened, she doesn't know anything. So I will just refer to her as Tracy's daughter. Despite the searches through the night from Tammy and from her parents, no one found any sign of the missing pair. With each hour that went past, it was getting more and more concerning. They thought that maybe she'd broken down on the side of the road, and seeing as the roads here were often just endless stretches for miles with nothing else but wilderness, Tracy wouldn't have been able to call for help if she found herself stuck. She would have just had to wait until someone found her. So that's very much what they thought had happened. They were just looking for her car so they could help her out. So Tracy and her daughter had only been living with her parents in Eclectic for about a month before her disappearance. Before that point, she'd been living with her husband, Gregory Kegley, in Montgomery. But after their marriage came to an end towards the end of 1997, she ended up moving back in with her parents while she figured out what her next move was. Her divorce to Gregory was only finalised 15 days before her disappearance on April 11th. She was about to start a new job. She was in a pretty new and exciting phase of life. She was still getting used to her new normal, but she had no reason whatsoever to run away. All the hard stuff was behind her now. Tracy's car would be found the next morning, abandoned on Old Georgia Road in Wetumpka, across the road from the T&H grocery store. This was only about 9 miles from her parents' home. It was quite a busy road, and there would have been plenty of people passing that morning, not thinking anything of this random car on the side of the road. There was nothing about it that really made it stand out. There could have been a multitude of reasons why a car had been left abandoned in that spot. But then one particularly astute passing driver noticed there was movement inside the car, and his intuition told him to pull over and just go and check, otherwise he wasn't going to be able to rest, he'd worry about it all day. So he did. He pulled over, walked to the car, and through the tinted windows noticed a toddler sitting in the back seat.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.
She was unharmed and seemed happy enough, but there was no sign of a parent or guardian anywhere nearby. It was an odd spot to leave a car, let alone a car with a child inside. The driver quickly called 911 and a deputy was sent to the scene who ran the number plates and found the car belonged to Tracy Pittman Kegley, confirming that she was nowhere to be seen. She wasn't anywhere in the vicinity. When the car was found that morning, it was found to be unlocked, the key was still in the ignition, and it was turned halfway. So, and it is a bit funny depending on sources here, but I don't think the engine was running, but the electricity inside the car was working. I assume it is electricity, I know nothing about how cars work. But essentially, the radio was still on and had been all night. Now this has always interested investigators, as it seems like this was kind of done on purpose to soothe the toddler. It seems intentional that the radio was left on. But Tracy wouldn't have put the radio on to leave her daughter alone. If she needed to walk somewhere, if her car had maybe broken down, she would have taken her daughter with her. That much has always seemed very clear to anyone involved in this case. So was the radio left on by possible abductors? In a very similar vein, the window was also left cracked open 2 to 3 inches as to ensure the baby had enough fresh air. Maybe Tracy was driving with windows cracked, or maybe somebody did that again after the fact. There was zero sign of a struggle in or around the vehicle. There was nothing to suggest that Tracy had been forcibly taken. But at the same time, there was also nothing wrong with the car. It had a full tank of gas, and when it was later tested, it was found to be running perfectly. It hadn't broken down. There was nothing mechanically wrong with it. Inside the car was Tracy's bag and her ID, so this wasn't a robbery. Almost immediately upon assessing the scene, Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin told reporters that they were treating this as an abduction or a kidnapping. Very rarely do we see authorities jump into action so quickly, but it was pretty undeniable that something nefarious had happened to Tracy, and a huge-scale search started immediately. The area around where the car was found was pretty rural. There were thick woods, a nearby lake, and gravel pits that had been flooded over the winter. There were so many places to search for a body, or even somebody alive, maybe somebody injured. This wasn't necessarily an area that you wanted to go wandering in. Over the next few days, searches would take place, the search area widening with each day. By the Wednesday, so 3 days after Tracy was last seen, search teams were dragging the flooded gravel pits, with divers searching the lakes. Almost literally, no stone was left unturned, and Tracy's father, Steve Pittman, would say to the press at the time, "We're trying to keep a positive outlook. Our granddaughter is doing well. Everybody has been so helpful. People have worked very hard in this search. There's no real way we can ever show our appreciation to them." But frustratingly, no trace of Tracy was ever found. Whilst the physical searches were ongoing, other investigators focused on putting together a timeline of Tracy's last known movements. And what has become pretty clear in my research here is that the authorities definitely seem to know more about Tracy's movements on that Sunday than they've ever released publicly, and there are a multitude of reasons why they might hold information like this back from the public. All we, as the public, know for sure is that Tracy was last seen at a BP gas station at around 6:30 p.m. on the Sunday night. This was at the intersection of US Highway 231 North and Redland Road in Elmore County. She filled up the gas tank, and witnesses recall seeing her there. The filling up of the tank definitely suggests that she didn't intend to disappear just minutes or hours later. Old Georgia Road, where her car would be found, is pretty much the midway spot between the BP and her parents' house. And although we can't say for certain, it definitely at least seems like she was on her way home when whatever happened, happened. However, some reports say that Tracy couldn't have been on her way home when she was found in this spot. Roadworks on a portion of Highway 170, which is Georgia Road, which Tracy would have very much known about, would have made it very unlikely that she would have chosen this particular route that day. The roadworks literally blocked off a portion of the road. She couldn't go down it all the way. Now, we can't say for sure though. Maybe she was flustered and forgot about the roadworks. I know I've done very similar in the past and then been frustrated at myself for forgetting. Or maybe it's somebody who wanted to make it seem like she was on her way home, somebody who maybe knew where she was living at this time, who placed her car there, not knowing about the roadworks much further up the road. But Tracy wouldn't have made it home on this route that she was driving. She would have got to a certain point, remembered that there were the roadworks, and she would have turned around and gone on a detour. The stop at the BP that evening also wasn't very unusual for Tracy. She often stopped this particular gas station on her way home, so this was all very normal. But what was strange was that reports would later say that witnesses came forward reporting that Tracy had been arguing with three other people at the gas station, and information around this does seem very vague. In fact, it was actually almost impossible to find sources stating anything about the argument at all, especially as a lot of the older articles about this case have been pulled from the internet, but I'm confident enough that this was legitimate evidence to include it in this video. The fact that witnesses saw the argument, but yet it's barely reported on, suggests to me that this is one of those things investigators are intentionally remaining tight-lipped about. It certainly hasn't been mentioned in any recent articles about this case. The witnesses who came forward saying about this must have overheard snippets of the discussion to know that it was an argument. They must have been able to describe the people that Tracy was arguing. But it doesn't look like, at least publicly, these people have ever been identified, even though witnesses said they certainly seemed very familiar with each other. Tracy seemed to know these people that she was arguing with. I can't even tell you if they were men or women. I can't tell if they're short, tall, dark hair, blonde hair. I don't know. Those details just are not available. But it is very, very, very likely that authorities do have these details. It is very interesting that shortly after this altercation, Tracy would disappear. But witnesses describe Tracy getting into her car and driving away. And shortly after, the other people did the same and they headed in a different direction. It didn't seem like to any of these witnesses that Tracy was being followed. She was long gone by the time the other people headed off in the opposite direction. Despite the intense searches for Tracy in the days following her disappearance, 250 volunteers assisting, there wasn't a single clue to be found. It was as if she had genuinely just vanished into thin air. Desperate to find their daughter and hoping that the public could be enticed to send in tips, the Pittmans announced a $10,000 reward for any information leading to Tracy's discovery, but they didn't have much luck despite some tips coming in. Going into the second week of searching, investigators still had no real leads to follow. They did follow up on dozens of tips that came in, but nothing was really that substantial. Just weeks into the search, it was already starting to go very cold. Now I know you're probably all screaming at me, what about the ex-husband? But honestly, I don't have loads to report there. Sources say that Gregory was interviewed by investigators, but they had no reason whatsoever to suspect him. I can only assume that he had a pretty airtight alibi, and that was the end of any suspicion on him. I can also assume they didn't find any motivation as to why he would want Tracy gone. I mean, authorities trusted him enough that he was allowed to take custody of his daughter, and it doesn't look like he's ever been involved in any crime before or since. I really don't have anything more to tell you there apart from the fact that he is just not a suspect. A lot of the time it is the husband or ex-husband in this case, I suppose, but it doesn't look like investigators think that in this case. Linda and Steve Pittman have searched relelentlessly for their daughter since April 1998, even personally funding a billboard in 1999 to be placed along the road where Tracy was last seen. The billboard featured details of her case, a large photo of Tracy, as well as tip lines to call day or night. But despite their best efforts and those of the authorities, Tracy's case did go cold. Without leads coming in, there was nothing they could do. No one had seen Tracy be abducted, no one had seen her after the BP, or at least as far as we know. The only witness was Tracy's daughter, but she was too young to understand what she'd seen, she couldn't verbalise it. Everyone who knew Tracy knew without a doubt that foul play had been involved here. There is categorically no way that she would have abandoned her daughter on the side of the road.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Sure, she'd been going through a rough time with the divorce, but she was out on the other side. She was looking forward to the rest of her life. She would not have voluntarily walked away from her life. Of course, covering all bases, detectives did look into this possibility, but they found nothing to support it. And there's never been a single sighting of Tracy alive and well after that Sunday. A year on, her case was transferred to the Alabama Bureau of Investigation. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office did remain very closely involved. They followed up on leads, they passed on information. There's a lot of people working on this case, even to this day. Almost 4 years after her disappearance, the Pittmans announced that they were temporarily increasing the reward for information to $100,000. And they also purchased several more billboards to go around Elmore County. They've always remained convinced that the killer or abductor was somebody from the area, somebody local. That somebody driving past these billboards would know what happened to their daughter. Linda, Tracy's mum, would also say in 2002, when her granddaughter was 6 years old, that her granddaughter reminded her so much of Tracy. They had the same mannerisms, the same quirky little traits, like toys having to be in certain places, not liking people sitting on their beds. As I've said, the daughter did go to live with her dad after her mother's disappearance, but clearly she remained very close contact with her grandparents, which is just lovely. Coming up to the 10-year anniversary in mid-2007, there was a small snippet of hope when a body was found in Elmore County in a shallow grave on the eastern side of Lake Jordan. Tracy's family waited to see if it was her, and of course the outcome they all wanted was that she was alive and well, but eventually you have got to make peace with the fact that that probably isn't the case, and eventually you do just want closure. It turned out in the end that the body was not Tracy's, and so they went back to their search. For many years, Tracy's case remained quiet, but she was never forgotten about. And then in 2018, there was finally massive movement when it was announced the authorities were going to be searching a heavily wooded area in Tallahassee, Alabama, starting at the end of February. This was on the back of a lead that came in 2016, and it took them quite a long time to sort of follow through on it and ensure that it was credible before they took action. And in the end, it was. They thought it was credible enough. Of course, though, once again, what exactly this lead was has been kept very close to investigators' chests. But this lead led to a week-long search for a 300-acre property in southwest Tallahassee. As you can imagine, searching such a large area is a massive operation, and it took months and months of planning before they went in. They relied on real-time geographic information system technology to support this search, involving more than 20 different agencies, including many of the original searches involved 20 years beforehand. The location of this property was kind of nearby both the abandoned car and the gas station, and it seems like their objective going in was to find human remains. They believed that this area is where they would find Tracy's body, and therefore clues as to her killer. Captain Joe Herman of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency was the search commander on the case, and he said, "The last thing we want is for the family to be victimized twice. So by not doing something we should be doing, or by forgetting it and not doing anything, then I feel that the family becomes a victim a second time." Credit where credit's due to the authorities involved in this case, they have always had the Pittmans at the forefront of their mind. So before going in here, they had to obtain a search warrant, which was issued after a circuit court judge did find probable cause that a crime was committed on this land, and items connected to said crime would likely be found on the property. Captain Herman then presented the facts of this case to conferences of the Sheriff's Association and the Alabama Association of Chiefs of Police, hoping to get as much aid as possible from across the state. As I said, this was a lot of land, and that requires a lot of searches. But they didn't only need searches, they needed specialties as well, cadaver dogs and handler teams trained in locating and recovering human remains. Slowly but surely, it all came together, and so they started looking at the Geographic Information System, the GIS. The property in question here is in a very remote area of the state. It is heavily wooded and is only approachable by dirt roads, surrounded by a very tall fence around the perimeter. Because of the fence, investigators didn't have a way of accessing the property beforehand to sort of scope it out, and they could only do so much by air. They didn't want to alert the property owners as to what was going on in case they could hide things. Instead, they turned to the GIS team at the Alabama Fusion Center, who compiled aerial and satellite imagery of the property from when Tracy went missing right up until the present day. And this provided all the information searchers needed about the land. Dirt roads, paths, streams, ponds, structures. And they needed particularly information as to the structures, the homes, the buildings, so the SWAT team could go in and just clear it all out. Honestly, the way all these different agencies came together for this search brought a tear to my eye whilst I was researching. All too often you see agencies just not caring enough, not doing the most basic things to look for somebody. But yet, in Tracy's case, even 20 years later, you had this amount of organisation and this amount of care. This shouldn't be the outlier, but considering the kinds of cases I cover, the unsolved sort of historic true crime, it is the outlier. The first teams arrived at the property on the Sunday, and what they encountered was not what they expected, because the land was covered with dead or dying deer, carcasses and bones everywhere. It was said to be incredibly eerie. But the amount of deer on the land did mean they'd eaten away most of the vegetation. They cleared the way for the ground searches. The next day, more than 20 agencies turned up to assist. Each searcher received a smartphone which allowed the command center to check in, and it also had an app that they used to photograph in detail any suspicious things of interest during the search. As soon as anyone entered anything into the app, it went to the command center to be looked at more carefully. It also allowed you to see the areas that other people had searched, so sort of areas weren't being covered twice. Maybe I don't need to share quite this much detail, but I found this search absolutely fascinating. I'd never come across a case quite like this, using so much modern tech to conduct a search, or at least I've never found it detailed like this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
District Attorney Houston said how the Pittmans were at the center of the minds of every single one of the searchers whilst they were looking on this property. Like, that was their priority. Linda Pittman said how she was touched by the number of volunteers searching, showing how much they cared. On top of all this, the authorities also set up daily 4 p.m. briefings in the media, so they kept Tracy's name in the mind of the public all week long. So even if they didn't find anything in the search, maybe members of the public would come forward with their information. So what exactly did they find in the search? On the 1st of March 2018, it was reported by WSFA that potential evidence was found on the fourth day, which needed to be evaluated by the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences. The evidence was said to be found by divers in a pond, and it's, again, never been specified exactly what this evidence was, but DA Houston said, "You have to understand that the pond where we found this was almost completely full of deer bones. There were thousands of deer on that property, and a lot of them died in the water. So I'm fairly confident that what we're going to have is going to be deer bones, but forensics couldn't identify it at the scene, so we sent it to the lab." Using my powers of deduction here, I'm going to suggest that what they found in the water may have been potential human bones. But nothing more has ever come out about this, and it's now 2023, 5 years on, so we can only assume that ended up being nothing or just deer bones. At the time of the search, the $10,000 reward from Tracy's parents was still active. Governor Kay Ivey also issued a $10,000 reward, Crime Stoppers offered an additional $1,000, and an anonymous donor added $4,000. That brought the total reward up to $25,000. But despite this and the extensive search, it doesn't seem like they found anything on this property, or at least as far as being released publicly. Investigators are keeping things very close to their chest with this one, so they may well have found something. But whilst they did remain very quiet about evidence, DA Houston did state at this time that they do have 3 suspects they feel are involved in this case, and those suspects are still in Elmore County. He said, "We know who you are, and if you don't come see us very soon, we'll be coming to see you." Which is a massive statement to make, especially considering the fact that it's now 2023 and there have still been no arrests made in this case. It certainly, from that, seems like the authorities think they know who is responsible here, so why have no arrests been made? No arrests suggest no or little evidence, so why do they think they know who it is? It's also very interesting to me that Tracy was seen arguing with 3 people at the gas station, and here they are talking about 3 suspects. Despite these big statements, the case seems like it's hit another dead end. The year after the search in 2019, a 45-year-old man called Coley McCraney was arrested in a local cold case, the 1999 murders of Tracy Horlett and J.B. Beasley, and he was arrested after a DNA match was found using forensic genealogy. As you can imagine, this sparked hope in Tracy's case, and it was looked into whether McCraney could be responsible for her disappearance as well, although it doesn't seem like anything came of that investigation, but it was definitely worth a look. But it continued the renewed interest in Tracy's case. The most important thing was keeping her name, keeping her face in the eyes of the public. At the end of the day, the more her face is in the spotlight, the more the public are aware of her, the more likely it is that one day somebody will come forward with helpful information. District Attorney Houston said to WSFA in 2019 that they had sent some stuff to forensics in Tracy's case from the 2018 search, but they hadn't received anything back of value. Again, of course, it's not expanded on what this stuff was. I don't know if it's the same stuff that was found in the lake, but Houston did make it clear that even if you do get a DNA match, that's not necessarily enough. Like, even then, you still have to prove the case, which can still be one hell of a task. So Houston retired in October 2022. He says that not being able to solve Tracy's case has always weighed heavily on him, that it still keeps him up at night. But Sheriff Franklin and all the other agencies involved are still following up on any leads. They're committed to solving Tracy's case for Tracy, for her parents, and for her daughter. Anyone with any information is asked to contact either Crime Stoppers at 344 215 7867 or the Elmore County Sheriff's Office at 334 567 5441. The $25,000 reward is still active for any information leading to Tracy's discovery and the arrest and conviction of those responsible for her disappearance and or death. As I've said multiple times, I'm sure the authorities here know more than they've released publicly. They are still working on this case. I just hope they're closer to an answer than it seems. If you live in this area, Elmore County, Alabama, then please do make sure you're sharing this video, sharing this story with other people in the area. The more eyes you've got on Tracy's case, the more likely it is that it's going to be solved. Like, that is the baseline here. A cold case is never going to be solved if people just don't know about it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for choosing to spend this time with me and with Tracy. I really, really hope they're able to get her answer soon. It seems like they do potentially have suspects. I just hope they can find the evidence to back that up. I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.